Let me ask you to take your Bibles, please, and turn to the book of Proverbs this evening, Proverbs chapter number 18. I want to say, first of all, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad for the good grace of God in my life. I'm glad we serve a risen Savior. I'm glad He's not in the tomb. He's not on the tree. But thank God He's on the throne. I appreciate this camp meeting. I've come here for many years. I started coming back in the 1970s. I'm glad I had a pastor that believed in camp meeting. And God has put camp meeting in my heart. I appreciate Brother Steve Dagenhart. I believe he's God's man. I believe he's a great preacher, a great pastor, and he's a great moderator. I really believe what he does, he tries to do under the leadership of the Holy Ghost. And if you have a problem with it, I believe you need to take it up with the Lord. But it is my honor and my privilege. I'll have my say and then I'll get out of the way because I want to hear the man of God tonight, Brother Larry, Brother Winkler. But for just a little while tonight in Proverbs chapter number 18, if you're willing and able to stand with us, look at verse number 10. I want to say that I'm glad some of our people are here tonight. They brought a van load from the New Hope Baptist Church to be here tonight. Appreciate my wife and family being here. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse number 10. The Bible says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. And as a high wall in his own conceit." For the next few minutes, I want to preach on this subject. Verse number 10 is my text tonight. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. You can be seated while we pray. Father, we come in the blessed, bloodstained name of the Lord Jesus. God, I want to praise you for the good singing tonight and how that it's exalted and magnified the darling Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we stand, Lord, tonight where no man dare stands alone. Great God of heaven, we ask in Jesus' name that He, the blessed Holy Ghost of God, would help us, enable us, God, to exalt Your Son. God, we want to be a help to the people of God. I pray tonight, God, that the Word of God would run well. Lord, I pray the Word of God, I have free course in every heart and every life, dear God. I pray in Jesus' name that, God, You might receive maximum praise and glory and honor to Your name. I pray that, God, when we leave this place this evening, we'll not say, not what great singing, not what great sermons, but, God, what a great Savior. God, I pray that, God, You might be lifted up high and holy, that men might see themselves low and lowly. Dear God, we commit this time to Your hands, Lord. And, God, we thank You, God, for Calvary's love. God, we thank You, Holy Father, we can approach Thee because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we love You and we praise You, for we ask it in Jesus' name, and for Thy sake we pray, amen and amen. Amen. In these verses of Scripture that I read to your hearing, you have a sharp contrast. We see here there's two approaches that men have to life. One looks to heaven for security and for peace of mind. The latter looks to the earth and the things of this world. The first looks to the master. The second looks to the materialism of this world. One looks to the name of the Lord, and one looks to the wealth of this world. People look in one of those two directions. Every one of you that are under the sound of my voice tonight, you look in one of those two directions. You either look to heaven or you look to this earth. I want you to notice that one is genuine and one is false. There's two figures that we have here in the Word of God. If you notice in verse number 10, there is a strong tower. In verse number 11, there is a strong city. One is genuine and one is false. One is true and one is transient. I want us to look tonight, first of all, at the true security. Look what he says in verse number 18. He says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower." power. Here in this verse of Scripture, Solomon sets before us the true security. And the true security is in the name of the Lord. I see here the revelation of the sovereign. Here we see Solomon says that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Whenever he says the name of the Lord is a strong tower, he's saying that the Lord himself is a strong tower. He does not say that God will provide a strong tower. He does not say that something else is a strong tower. He does not say that someone else is a strong tower, but he says the name of the Lord himself, he is a strong tower. Notice he says the name of the Lord. Now in our day, a name is just a label and it's just a tag, but not in the Word of God. We know that a name has significance in the Bible. Bible names have a significance. And when it comes to the name of the Lord, the names of the Lord have a significance. The name of the Lord is a revelation to man of his character. It unveils his person. The name of the Lord stands for everything that he is. It stands for his being. It stands for his perfection. It stands for his attribute. Warren Wiersbe says the name of the Lord is a revelation of the attributes of God. I say tonight that our strong tower is the faithful God. He is faithful in the past. He's faithful in the present. And he will be faithful in the future. When it seems like everything around us is crumbling, I'm glad tonight that he is the faithful God. Our strong tower is the faithful God. I say this evening that great is our faithfulness. Our strong tower, he is the omnipotent one. He is a strong tower. There's a lot of mighties in this world, but he is the almighty God. His power has not diminished. In time, his power has not waxed nor waned. He is still the Lord God. Omnipotent reigneth. He is the omnipotent God. Our strong tower, he is the omnipotent God. Our strong tower, he is the immutable God. He is the one that changes not. In Malachi 3 and verse number 6, he said, I'm the Lord that changes not. He cannot change to the better because he's already perfect. He can't change to the worse because he is the holy God. I'm glad in this world when all human refuge, all human fortresses are crumbling all around us, I'm glad that he is the immutable God. The God is our strong tower. He is the righteous one. He does righteous because he is righteous. There is no unrighteousness in him. He does all things well. I'm glad the judge of all the earth does right. I don't always understand what he does. I can't always comprehend what he does. But I'm glad he makes no mistakes. The way of life may twist and turn. In my heart I may throb and ache. But in my soul I'm glad to know that he makes no mistakes. The one who is my strong tower, he is the all-wise one. He's too wise to make a mistake. Oh, listen, he is all-wise. He knows what he's doing. He does all things well. Sometimes dealings that he does in our life may seem dark, and circumstances may be mysterious. But I'm glad to say tonight that he is the wise one. I say the name of God stands for the attributes of God. Not only that, we see the word Lord, if you would please, in our text. It says the name of the Lord. Look at that, if you would. Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. That is the covenant name of God. That's Jehovah. He is the self-existent one. He is the one that needs nothing outside of himself to exist. He does not need man to exist. He does not need the planets to exist. He doesn't need water to exist. He doesn't need food to exist. He is the self-existent one. He is the self-sufficient one. But boy, we sure do need him. G. Campbell Morgan said that word Jehovah means the becoming one. He can become whatever you need. He is the great I am. Jesus came on the scene and said, I am that I am. I don't know about you tonight, but I believe that Jesus of the New Testament is Jehovah of the Old Testament. He said, I am the bread of life. He said, I am the light of the world. He said, I am the good shepherd. He said, I am the resurrection. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the becoming one. I don't know what you need tonight, but he can become whatever you need. It might be that something is threaten your security. You may feel like tonight the rug has been pulled out from under you, but hear me tonight. He is the becoming one. He can become your protection. He can become your strength. He can become your satisfaction because he is the becoming one. Look at our text. the name of the Lord is. That's what He is. He is right now. He is our strong tower. What God is today, He'll be next week. What God is today, He'll be next year. What God is today, He'll be when I have to stand by the graveside of a loved one. What God is, He'll be when it comes down to my deathbed. The name of the Lord is. I'm glad He's not a was God or will be God, but He's a God that is. But notice here, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Now that's an image of God. That's a figure of God. Our God is so great that one image is not sufficient. Our God is so great that one image does not suffice. In Psalms chapter 18 and verse 2, David said, He's my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my strength, my buckler. He is my salvation and He is my high tower. What in the world is a strong tower? A strong tower is a military term. It was a safe place whenever the people of a city or of a place had been attacked from the enemy. It was a chief fortification for a city in ancient times. It was an elevated place above the surrounding so citizens could run and flee there. In Scotland, there is the Castle of Edinburgh, and it's 430 feet above sea level. It's one of the oldest fortresses in Scotland. It is a fortress. That is a place where the citizens fled whenever they were attacked. Oh, I'm glad tonight we have a place. We have a strong tower that we can flee to as the people of God. Ancient troops would rather fight 100 battles than come against the siege of a strong tower, where it might just take 12 days to bring down a town. It would take sometimes 12 years to bring down a strong tower. What are you saying, Brother Randy? I'm saying this. Our mighty God's invincible. Our mighty God's impregnable. Thomas Watson says, our God, our high tower is so strong that no cannon can pierce it. So high that no ladder can scale it. So deep, no subservient can undermine it. What does that mean tonight? That means as the people of God, we're going to be attacked. As God's people, we're going to be attacked. You can't go through this world without being unscathed. You can't go through this life without being attacked. There's going to be the devil. There's going to be the depraved men. There's going to be the enemies of the gospel to attack us. And I believe in these last days, the forces of hell are coming against the people of God. And sometimes, I'd hate to say it, we're attacked by the brethren. Isn't it a sad day that we're attacked by the brethren many times in this day? In God's name, why in God's name do we attack each other? What we need to do, we need to lock shields one with another. Oh, we're in this, hey, you hear me? I believe there's far more we agree on than we disagree. What God's men and God's people need to do, we need to lock shields. And we need to stand together because we're being attacked in these last days. We're not living in a glass bubble. Oh, but I'm glad that we have a strong tower, that we have a fortress that we can go to. Amen. Martin Luther, that great reformer, he was declared to be a heretic in the Roman Empire. And he was outlawed, and they attacked him. But he wrote that song, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, based on Psalm 46 and verse 1. I don't know about you tonight, but I'm so glad that whenever the attacks of the enemy come, when the attacks of the devil come, that we have a high tower, that we have a strong tower, that we have a fortress, that we as the people of God can go to. And he's invincible. He's indomitable. And praise God, it's impregnable. We're safe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Name of the Lord is a strong tower. Notice here, not only do we see the revelation of the sovereign, but we see the responsibility of the saints. Look at our text. The name of the Lord is a high tower, and the righteous run into it and is safe. Well, who in the world is the righteous? It's not the self-righteous. The self-righteous run away from God. The righteous are those who have been made righteous by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who have been justified. Praise God, I'm glad we've been justified by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says of Abraham that he believed God and it was counted him for righteousness. How much righteousness does God demand? He demands 100% righteousness, and the only way that you and I can be made righteous is by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And those who have been made righteous and those who have been justified, praise God, we have a strong tower in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That word righteous also means consistently righteous. Not only are we to be justified, we need to be sanctified. And I believe if you have been justified, you will be sanctified. We need to live right. For I want God to feel comfortable around me. I don't want to embarrass God. I don't live such a way that whenever I need a strong tower, He's there. Bless His holy name. Oh, the Bible says, the righteous runneth into it. Notice here, it says this in God's word in verse 10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous runneth. That means to make haste. That's the same word used of Abraham in Genesis 18 and verse 2. Whenever he saw those three men, the Bible says he ran to meet them. It doesn't say we're to observe our strong tower. It does not say we're to watch somebody else. It doesn't say we're to walk. It doesn't say we're to shuffle. It doesn't say we're to strut. But I want to tell you what it says. It says we are to run. We're to run. There's some of you who need to run to Jesus. There's some of you who's been attacked. There's some of you who have troubles and trials. There's those here tonight that you need to run to your high tower, the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to make haste. Well, Brother Randy, how do you do that? How do you run to your strong tower? You need to turn to Him by faith and turn to Him in prayer. We need to go to Him. I'm glad, praise God, that He is a present help in the time of need. Bless His holy name. Amen. Responsibility. Notice the results here in our text of Scripture. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and is safe. If you run to your strong tower, the Bible says you'll be safe. If you run to your strong tower, you hear me, nothing will follow you in. You will be safe. That means to be elevated. It means to be lifted on high. I'm glad you can get above your circumstances. Somebody said, how you doing? I'm good under the circumstances. What are you doing under the circumstances ought to be above it. If we go to our strong tower, I'm glad, praise God, that He can lift us up and He can elevate us. Psalms 91 and verse 14, the Bible said, because He set His love on me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. The one who was lifted up in Calvary is the one that can lift us up on high. Bless His holy name. He can lift you up above the circumstances. Military terms, He can keep you from harm's way. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. The Bible said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and mind. I say, when you go to your strong tower, He'll give you peace and He'll give you serenity. There's true security that's found in our strong tower. But I want you to notice here in the Word of God the false security. Look in verse number 11. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. Not only do we see a strong tower, but in verse number 11, we see a strong city. He's talking about the rich man. Wealth is his whole life, his ambition, his pursuit. That's all he thinks about. He wills to be rich. What does he do? He turns to his wealth in the time of trouble. Whenever his wife's sick, whenever his children have trouble, whenever bad times come, what does he do? He turns to his wealth. He thinks it's a strong city where he's protected. I want to say it is delusionary. It's of his own conceit, because one day it's going just like a sandcastle. As we look in the Word of God, we see there's three rich men that Jesus faced in his ministry. There was the rich young ruler. There was the rich farmer. And there was the rich Pharisee. I don't know about you, but I believe they could be the same person. I see here, when I look at this rich young ruler, I see the first mistake. He came to the Lord Jesus. He had everything but the right thing. He had morals. He had manners. He had money. But wealth was his strong city. Wealth was his master. Money was his God. And Jesus, loving him, said, you need to take up your cross. There's no room for the cross in his life. And he chose money over the master. But then we see that there was that final mistake. Luke chapter 12, there was that rich farmer. And I believe it's the same man. He tried to get Jesus out of his mind. He tried to get Jesus out of his thoughts. And he got involved in his business. He heard about the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he congratulated himself that he was not around when that happened. He heard about the resurrection of Jesus, and he just brushed it off. He heard about the church, and he said, well, all it is just a cult. What he did, he got involved in his business, and he had a bumper crop. And he said, I'm going to tear down my barns. I'm going to build greater barns. And I'm going to say to my soul, take ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Man might propose, but God disposes. You know, this man made a mistake. He made a mistake of putting his bank book over his Bible. He put his body over his soul. He put time over eternity. That was his first mistake. And then we see there was a final mistake. And then we see that there was a fatal mistake in Luke chapter number 16, where the Bible says in hell, he lift up his eyes. He looked to the well for his strong city, but it became a sandcastle. Now I want to tell you, in hell, what good was his money going to be when he's in hell? I'll tell you, old Lazarus, who made a far better choice. He's there in Abraham's bosom. I say tonight, where in God's name are you looking for true security? Are you looking to Jesus, who is your strong tower? Are you looking to a strong city? Are you looking to heaven? Are you looking to earth? I don't know about you tonight, but I'm glad, praise his holy name, that I have a strong tower in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's a present help in the time of need. And whenever I'm attacked, and whenever the enemies come against me, bless his holy name. I'm glad, praise God, that we've got a strong tower in the Lord Jesus Christ. I will say to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, in God's name, let's quit fighting one another. Let's quit attacking one another. And let's, I say, we ought to lock shields together and say, listen, well, hey, we're fighting the same enemy. You're not my enemy. Well, there's one enemy, the devil. Amen. Praise God. Well, that's my message. The Lord is a strong tower. Some of you tonight need to run to the Lord. Some of you need to make haste and come to him. There's refuge in him who is our strong tower. Father, bless this word. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said, amen.